Cape Talk. Cape Talk. WhatsApp Pippa
on 072-567-1567.
Let's move on to the second part of our food segment, which is something a little bit different today because we're not talking to a chef or a cookery book author. Instead, I want to talk to you about a food-related app that could really change the way you plan and shop for your family's meals. It's called Know It World, and it is the brainchild of an astrophysicist and a data scientist who want consumers to be better educated about what is in the food they are buying. It's my great pleasure to have one of the founders with us in studio today, Abhijit Nath. Welcome to Cape Talk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pippa. Myself and my co-founder, we are very grateful for giving us this opportunity.
It's our pleasure. And I'm really sorry, Matthew, couldn't be with us as well today. The astrophysicist and the data scientist, which are you?
I'm the astrophysicist.
You're the astrophysicist. And how on earth do two people from that background end up developing an app about food?
So basically all it started, I was in a project involved in the garden route where we're trying to monitor the beehives through the satellite data. And then I met my co-founder Matthew's father, who was helping me with the system installation out there. And then the data that we got from the honey out there in the garden route, we found out so much medicinal benefits out of a single packet of honey. But then we were like, okay, the enormous information that is available out there, how can we take it out to the people? Because in a packet, you can see like a label out there, and the label only talks about nutritional information. But who knows what does that mean for every individual? We all go to shop, right? And we want to buy different things, but we end up buying the same things. But all affects differently. But someone has to let people know, like, we all are genetically different. We all know that about DNA. But in food-related things, we are still lacking behind because the space is not enough to show. So I was like, how can we create something that will allow, just by scanning, like the mobile app that everyone has in there, can get this information out there? And then myself and Matthew, we came up with like barcode of is the way through which we can pull the information and showcase to everyone out there. We went for around almost 2 years research of the World Health Organization, then Food and Agricultural Organization, Harvard Medical School's data. And then we created a compiled and extensive list of ingredients and the nutritional impact that can have based on people's height, weight, and all. And we found out, like, okay, now as we have that, let's get the data of South African products in our application. And we, in that regards, let me just bring something. When I was coming back, a person drove me, I was in a Bolt. Yeah. So the guy was saying to me, his family, like, they have like a heart, weak heart. And he needs to drive and get products for his mom for different kind of like, sometimes you have to get something from Checkers, sometimes from Woolies. But he said, because he drives, it can like, you know, petrol price and all of those that can affect. So he was saying, it would be so great if I can have an app that I can compare products that is healthy. Then I was able to like talk about the application. And it was such a good journey. Yes. Okay. And I said to him like, listen, everything is out there. Like, you just need not application like MyFitnessPal and all of those costs. And it's not for everyone that can afford. You can't go to dietitian all the time because those are expensive to get. But the information is out there. We just try to make it in such a way that you now can use our application, go to a shop, you scan a product, and you can compare like a Woolies to a Checkers. You can find and compare to a Pick and Pay. And then and there, you will say, you can put your height, weight, and all those information. The nutritional information that you see on the product will automatically change in real time based on what input you are putting. Like, say, if I am gluten tolerant, then I am diabetic friendly, and you say I have high energy, and you say, as for example, dairy free, most people like all of those, and you put those parameters, the products will be filtered for you based on all those parameters. Then on top of it, now you can say, okay, if I have one serving size of a product, people forget that when you see the packet in the back, it will say this is very high, like low in sugar, or this is good. But it doesn't say to you, low in sugar could be like 100 grams of it. But if you keep continuing 2-3 spoons of it, you automatically have increased the
amount of sugar. That you had. Yeah.
So that we are visually presenting it to people out there. And on top of it, we are also adding a system that says, you know, now the GOP, the Greenhouse Summit has happened, and people are all about how can we sow. Most of the impact of the greenhouses comes from the fields of the agricultural land. Mm-hmm. And we have now looked into how your food that you eat can impact on the agriculture. So we have also integrated that. So everything related to you, related that in around surroundings that can come from food, we have tried to integrate in that to make life easier for people.
So you scan a product and your app is going to say, you know, this is, be careful, this is a very high sugar product. It might not be suitable if you're on a restricted sugar
yes.
diet. It might tell you that this product has a particularly high carbon footprint because it's come from far
yeah.
away. Similarly, you can scan in if you are a vegan, it can check that there are no animal ingredients in the product for you, etc. Does it do any price comparisons?
Yes. You can get price because that is one of the important things. That's what we found here. Because say a product in Checkers or you go to a Woolies and you're in Pick and Pay and ShopRite, you can compare the products. But sometimes people think Woolies only is expensive and that's why their products are good. But sometimes if you look, price is not the factor that you should also look all the time. Sometimes a product which is a bit less price could also have better health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So now in our app, there's a comparison feature where you can compare all those ingredients, price, allergens, exercise equivalents. You can look into like what exercise you have to do. So if you consume a product
before you buy the donut, it's yes. going to tell you how many kilometers you've got to run it off.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that information. Just for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guest in studio is Abhijit Nath, who's one of the co-founders of an app called Know It World. Now, this obviously depends on the data that's been loaded into the app. Who's on board so far? Which retailers, which chains, whose data is there?
At the moment, we have got data from, we have extracted the data, like we go, because it's publicly available data, because Woolworths data is out there on the store. So we go and collect those data ourselves. So we have Woolies, we have Checkers, we have Dis-Chem, Wellness Warehouse, then we have Kwai, New, McDonald's. Then you have to know that, yeah. Then we have got Burger King. So we are expanding our list every day. And one of the other thing is, if a product is not, if you scan it and you can't find the information, you can literally take, the system is built in such a way, you can scan. If it's not there, you can take picture and you can send us and our system will upload it for you and you can see it next time.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised then, having heard what you've described, that you've just received a funding boost to the tune of, I believe, 20 million rand poured into this project.
Yes.
What are you going to do with that? I mean, what's the vision for where you take this?
So we now, the data that we are getting of the products and all, we are building in to get the machine learning and the neural network. We are building the most extensive neural network that, from our understanding, it is going to be one of a kind in the world that will allow people to just by putting in ingredients, like say you put open your fridge and you'll put three things and it will look for hundreds of different recipes that can come out of it. And based on your diet, your health, everything just on the, it's like a natural language processing things. Like we use called the name entity recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So if the system will, you don't have to extensively go and like look for information out on products anymore. Our system will do it just like how human interaction happened, but just on the app. And then we are integrating the AI side of the things where you would be able to, when you scan now, like you said, you have to upload us the information. But because we will have data on all those other products, we would be able to give you then and there an estimated there information on that particular product.
Final question before we run out of time, Abhijit, is how much does it cost to use this app? Is there a cost to the user? Is there a cost to a retailer to get their products on it? How does it work?
So for users, it's completely free. They can download the app now on the Google Play Store under the name Know It World. And for iOS, you can just go to our mobile.knowit.world and you can save it as an app because it's a PWA and they can install and it's free, of course. But we are, by next month, we should have our iOS app also up for people to be using it. And for retailers, people who are going on board, we do like, we negotiate with them like they charge the fees that they to put on our platform. But one thing is here that people have to understand is we don't say like, your product is good. They cannot say us like, please put our product on the top because it's, you know, like how marketing. For us, if your product is good, it will be there. If it's bad, also how you want, it will be there. Because sometimes good, bad products might be, some people wants to eat that. We are not there to say, it is you shouldn't eat that or you should eat that. We're giving you a platform to make decision. Like, you know, 210% of South Africans are diabetic population, right? And now it's going to grow at 215% for the coming 10 to 15 years. So now if you, some of diabetes you can get like return back by having proper diet And now you have a platform that you can have free of charge and then use it. And just we want the retailers and brands to all collaborate together to give a healthier life for every South Africans. That's our whole end goal.
And the app that is promising all of that is called Know It World. If you want to visit their website, it is knowit.world. Otherwise, look for the app in the Google Play Store for now, with the iOS version coming soon. Great pleasure to have you with us, Abhijit Nath. Thanks, one of the co-founders. Glad to have you in studio today.
Thank you, Pipa. Thank you from all our team. Thank you very much.